Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Floyd. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lance Clemens. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Lance Clemens. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek takes first base on ball four. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Egan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patek moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to third for the out. Hopkins moves to second. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney bunts towards the mound. Clemens fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Hershberger moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Hershberger scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lance Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 1 in the game. Valdespino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Valdespino reaches second base with a double. Patek moves to third. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Patek scores. Valdespino moves to third. Hopkins moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valdespino scores. Hopkins scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 0 in the game. McKinney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Floyd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd moves to third. Rich Hinton now pitching. Lance Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton has Floyd trapped. There's the throw to Egan and back to Melton, who tags Floyd for the out. May moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to third. Clemens moves to second. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Valdespino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. Clemens scores. It's 5-4, Royals. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valdespino moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kirkpatrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 1 in the game. Egan hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Lee Richard pinch hits for Rich Hinton. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hopkins. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Morales moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. May scores. Morales moves to third. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Royals, 5, White Sox, 5. Jim York now pitching. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. Morales scores. Williams moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Keeley now pitching. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. Keogh hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Floyd hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reichardt moves to second. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reichardt. The throw from May and he is out, Schall applying the tag. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 2 in the game. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jim York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Valdespino hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Valdespino. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Mike Hershberger. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jay Johnstone now playing center field. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkpatrick strikes out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 3 in the game. Keough hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McKinney hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. May takes first base on ball 4. Reichardt moves to second. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Tom Egan. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Steve Hunt's pinch hits for Pat Kelly. Steve Hunt's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt's hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Hermann now catching. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a line drive into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis pinch hits for Bobby Floyd. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Bobby Knupp pinch runs for Jerry May. Bob Oliver pinch hits for Tom Bergmeier. Bart Johnson now pitching. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. There goes Otis. He's safe. There goes Knupp. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. It's Royals, 6, White Sox, 6. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Knupp moves to third. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Patek steals second. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Valdespino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knupp scores. Patek scores. It's 8-6, Royals. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Valdespino moves to second. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Hopkins is hit by the pitch. Terry Forster now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kirkpatrick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Otis now playing center field. Bob Oliver now playing first base. Buck Martinez now catching. Bobby Knoop now playing second base. Ted Auburn Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Oliver. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morales strikes out. One out. Bob Spence pinch hits for Terry Forster. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 6. The Royals will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 4 in the game. Keough hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. May takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.